This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your sister Fatima Barakatullah, and here are five values we should teach our kids in lockdown. First, the value of deen. What I mean by this is revisiting the fundamentals. So when was the last time you made dua with your children? It's the best way to teach them and show them how to connect and speak to Allah, their creator. Have you checked their salah, their wudu, and made sure they know how to do the fitrah habits such as making ghusl, hair removal, and cutting nails? This is a great time to train them to establish all of the practices they need as believers. Second, the value of human connection. Are your family having dinner together? When was the last time you looked into your child's eyes and had a heart-to-heart with them? Or are your family members becoming strangers? You know, phones and tablets are highly addictive for the best of us, which is why discipline and rules around tech consumption is essential. This means we've got to review our family's tech consumption and take back control where necessary. Fix times for people to use technology. Avoid giving kids private access. Instead, make sure everyone is given access in a communal space. And show your kids how to use technology for good, like connecting with family members and those who are in lockdown abroad. Third, the value of self-reliance. This means teaching our kids life skills and housework. You know, sewing a button, cooking, laundry, even assembling IKEA furniture are all kind of essential skills nowadays. Give your children age-appropriate responsibilities around the home and train them to master those. It's also a good time to revisit those all-important table manners and social etiquette, right? Fourth, the value of time. Help your kids make a balanced timetable for the week, with time for Quran, time for exercise, housework, homework, and play. You could also, for example, make a daily checklist for them to think of things that must be completed before they get to play on any devices. In this way, we teach our children to take account and be responsible for their time. And fifth, the value of learning. Just because school's out doesn't mean the learning stops, right? Make sure your kids are learning something every day, whether through reading, watching documentaries, audiobooks, or even online lessons. This might be a great time to learn Arabic with a tutor or to learn their mother tongue with grandparents online. As believers, we want to teach our families resilience, that circumstances may change, but we can be resourceful, we can retool, recalibrate, and hopefully emerge from lockdown even stronger, inshallah.